Hi, I'm Mike Webb, and welcome to the ProPublica podcast. The Food and Drug Administration's website says that the agency is responsible for protecting the public health by assuring the safety, efficacy, and security of human and veterinary drugs. Yet a new investigation by Rob Garver and Charles Seif raises questions about how the FDA handled a case involving fraudulent test of drugs. Joining us on the podcast are Charles Seif in the Storage Closet studio and Rob Garver by phone to share the story of the FDA's handling of the tainted drug test at Sotero Research in Houston. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The first thing I'd like to know is tampering with records and manipulating test data a frequent occurrence at these type of labs?
The straight answer is we don't really know. You certainly hope not, but the kind of tests that were done at Sotero, which is the company that the store is focused on, are relatively rarely inspected by the FDA. There are thousands of them that go on every year, and the FDA only is able to inspect or review a tiny fraction. It's 1 to 5% are some of the estimates that we've been given.
And how did the FDA find out about the bad test at Sotero, and what did they do when they first found out?
Well, Sotero, they wouldn't have known anything was wrong except for a whistleblower. In April 2009, a technician who worked at Sotero became concerned that chemists there were tampering with results. And he sent a letter to management outlining that. And when he was dissatisfied by the action taken by management, he called the FDA himself. Shortly thereafter, the company self-disclosed to the FDA and ran an internal investigation. But the FDA was not completely satisfied by that, and in May of 2010, they sent in three inspectors to do an on-site inspection.
And then they came clean there?
They came clean in the sense that the president of the facility had employees wheel in 8 flatbed carts of documents covering 1,400 studies over the course of about 5 years and essentially said, "You got us." From the whistleblower calling in 2009, it was more than 2 years until the FDA even began the process of figuring out what drugs might be impacted, and they're still not done. So the first wind they got of problems, now granted, a whistleblower, has to be investigated, but they knew that at least somebody thought something was fishy there in June of 2009. It's now April of 2013. And they still haven't checked out all these drugs.
And there's no plausible or specific reason why they haven't done it.
It's time-consuming, they'll tell us. They are now not terribly concerned that they're going to find something very dangerous. As our editor's fond of putting it, that's a post hoc justification for their behavior. It doesn't explain why, when they were calling the violations of this company pervasive and egregious, it took them so long to even start figuring out what drugs might be affected. As of July 2011, they were sending out letters to drug companies saying, "Could you please tell us if the drugs that you have on the market right now were tested by Sotero?" Because the FDA couldn't tell from its own records because it still accepts everything in paper. It's a little alarming that it took that long even to get the process started.
And is there standard procedure for the FDA when something like this occurs? Is there something that they normally do?
The FDA is pretty good at finding fraud on an individual basis when there's one study. And what they usually do is they have a procedure when there's a drug that is undergoing what's called an abbreviated new drug application. They will inspect sites to see if there's any wrongdoing. And if there's something wrong, they will flag it and they will send it to the people who are looking over the application, so they take care of it. But when something like this happens in bulk, when there's so many studies affected, many of which went into drugs that are already approved, it seems to happen on an ad hoc basis. There isn't any real procedure.
And the FDA's chief concern is about the quality and safety of the drugs, right? And what goes to market.
That's right. They're tasked with making sure that the drugs on the market are safe and effective.
Okay, so your report that the European counterpart of the FDA decided to pull 7 of the drugs that were found at Sotero from the market, do we know why or what the Europeans' concerns were?
Yes. They looked at a bunch of drugs whose approval depended upon tests that happened at the Sotero lab. In some cases, they said we're going to keep these drugs on the market because we have other evidence these drugs are effective and safe, or that on balance, the risks are very low. For other cases, they said, this is really the pivotal study upon which we believe that this drug is safe. So when the sole study that says this drug is safe comes from Zotero, they said, well, this isn't enough. And they pulled the drugs.
And you wrote that there were about 100 drugs involved. Do we know which drugs they were? Did any reach the market?
The vast majority of the drugs tested there were generic drugs, but we don't know what they are. Through a lot of research that Charles took the lead on, he's been able to determine that five of them in particular we know the names of and we know that they are on the market. And Charles, if you want to go into the five drugs.
Yes, we found a couple of chemotherapy agents and several painkillers that had their marketing approval based fully upon tests that were done at Zotero. We know that there are many, many more out there, but the FDA refuses to tell us which ones they are.
Why?
They say that it is commercially sensitive information, that revealing it would reveal a trade secret of these drug companies.
But from your reporting, does the public have anything to worry about?
That's a hard question to answer. We don't know.
Because you don't have enough information.
We don't have enough information. From what we can tell so far, we have not found any drugs where we can say, aha, this is a direct danger to the public. So there's no reason to panic. However, the fact that the FDA is not transparent about which drugs have been cited in this leaves us wondering what really is safe and what is effective. We know that there are some drugs out there that haven't gone through the level of testing that they should be.
Can you talk a little bit about generic drugs? Aren't they identical to the original version and they've already been tested? There's nothing to worry about?
They're supposed to be identical to the original versions. They undergo a set of tests to show that they behave the same in the body as the name brand versions do. This is called bioequivalence testing. And generally speaking, it's a straightforward affair that, especially for a chemical that's been marketed for years, there are generics coming out all the time. However, sometimes it's trickier than you expect to get a generic exactly the same as the name brand. For example, certain formulations of drugs are calibrated to release their dose over a long period of time. Extended release drugs, they're called. And getting the formulation in the pill just right so that it dumps its dose at precisely the right times is tricky. And sometimes it breaks down, sometimes it fails.
And have you found examples of people who have been harmed by the generic version?
We have found examples of people who claim to have been harmed by generics. One drug we looked into, which was actually not tested by Zotero, was a generic version of an extended release version of Wellbutrin. And a number of patients claimed to have been harmed because the pill dumped its dose too quickly.
So after putting all this together, do you think the FDA should be more transparent when it comes to these types of incidents?
I'd have to say, I think I could speak for both of us that we certainly believe that the FDA ought to be more transparent, but it's not just us. Dr. David Kessler, the former head of the FDA, is on the record in the story concerned that the FDA hasn't been sufficiently transparent about this. He says that you can't just ask the public to trust you and to act as a black box.
Looking from the consumer standpoint, do you think they have anything to be worried about?
I think they have to be worried about the process rather than any individual drug. That the FDA is the watchdog. It is the agency that's supposed to keep us safe. And when it says that it can't tell us why these drugs are put on the market, despite the fact that we know that the experimental basis for the safety and efficacy of these drugs is undermined, makes us question whether the FDA is hiding something, or is the FDA really doing its job, or is it captured by the drug companies it's supposed to watch over?
Okay, so at Zotero, one of the drugs that were tested were ibuprofen gel caps?
That's correct.
And what happened with those?
Well, we discovered that one of the two key tests for assuring that these ibuprofen soft gels worked like the name brand was done at Zotero. And in 2010, these soft gels came to market in a number of places, including the Super Value group of supermarkets. And the FDA notified Banner, the manufacturer, in 2011 that there was a problem with that one clinical trial. In 2012, Banner submitted a redone test to the FDA to substitute for the bad Sotero test. So everything's now hunky-dory. But these soft gels were on the market continuously since 2010 with no indication that anything had gone wrong.
And no desire to remove them and or at least hold them back?
No one removed them. No one held them back. No one told doctors. No one told consumers. The only people who knew were the FDA, Sotero, and Banner.
What does the FDA usually do when they find out there are bad drugs?
It depends on the severity of the situation. But if something's really bad, they will institute a recall. Usually, they use a voluntary recall. They send a stern note to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer recalls the drug. But in cases where it's ambiguous, whether there is a, there might be some problems or there might be a risk, but it's uncertain, they will often try to evaluate the risks, and they may take years to do it.
But they notify the medical community, doctors and...
In many cases, yes. They have a whole bunch of opportunities to tell people that something's wrong. They will send to doctors a Dear Doctor letter, or they will force a change in labeling. They will put a black box on a label saying that there's an additional risk. Or they will put a little note saying, this generic is not bioequivalent in the same way that other generics are bioequivalent. So they have all sorts of options for notifying the public. In the vast majority of cases, we have only found one case, I believe, when the FDA actually notified the public in any way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then just to be clear, you did not identify anyone who had been harmed by the drugs that had been tested at Sotero?
That is correct.
Okay. Rob Garver, Charles Seif, thanks for being with us to talk about this great story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you would like more details on this investigation, go to ProPublica.org. Thanks for listening. For ProPublica, I'm Mike Webb. We'll catch you next time.